The primary objective of the survey is to provide community and area stakeholders the opportunity really to contribute to the decision-making processes that influence really their day-to-day lives, right? The results of these three studies will be captured in a capacity building and planning framework for Dryden. The official plan is actually looking at an update to capture a 20-year planning horizon. And so all of this will identify what is required for and of the community to best achieve the vision and mission of the community strategic plan. The studies are also going to include population projections and various economic development scenarios. It's hoped that this data can support the strategic planning efforts of local businesses and enterprises, other organizations such as the Kenora District Services Board, the Northwest Health Unit, and really any other corporation looking to develop, grow, or expand their businesses in Dryden.
So really a broad study. How important is it to have this kind of input and information?
Well, it's really important because we're looking to capture community-informed data for specific areas of safety, well-being, and really economic sustainability. So we're looking at community competitiveness and growth, culture, tourism, and diversity, commercial and industrial assets and development, health, safety, wellness, housing, municipal facilities and services, transportation, human resources, training, education, all of those areas. In September, we did, with our team of consultants from Explorer Solutions, Inc., we hosted a number of successful hybrid community engagement sessions. So that was some virtual attendance with some in-person attendance. And we're really sincerely grateful for all those who agreed to participate in those sessions. I mean, this included members of the clergy, local and regional agencies, indigenous agencies, council, city staff, community groups, government partners, businesses, and municipal partners. So their feedback will also be captured with the survey results. And the team from CoreTech, who's leading the official plan update, also spent time in Dryden with staff of the various departments, like building and planning, community services, and, of course, public works, to review inventory and assess the community's physical assets and the condition of those assets. We should also note that the three studies and our capacity building activities do not function in isolation. So all of the other past and present or recent city strategies and plans that the community has also provided their voice in developing those, they will be included in the examination. Like the strategic plan that was already mentioned, the Dryden Mission and Area Community Safety and Wellbeing Plan, asset management plans, community improvement plan, the Municipal Services Delivery Review Report, drinking water system operation plans, all of those things will also be included in these studies. And any other data from verifiable and credible sources may be incorporated, provided that they represent the needs or interests of the community. We really recognize that community capacity building takes time, a lot of effort, and requires investment of both financial and non-financial resources. And this is really why the community voice and community involvement is at the center of this type of municipal decision-making and investment planning processes, because Dryden really, through council and city staff and the community in developing that community strategic plan, they've really identified a commitment to developing that social capital of community development. And just for next steps after the survey, so people understand what will be happening there, the consulting team Explorer will continue working with us, the city, to include the community engagement and survey results. They'll identify the asset inventory, population forecast, land use analysis, and benchmarking data. And the team of CoreTech will continue working with the chief building official, Pam Skillen, to complete the official plan update. For the business gap analysis, they'll continue working with Tyler Peacock, the economic development manager. And once all of this information has been captured and reported and recommendations provided, Explore is going to develop a final report that summarizes all of these results. And they will identify a list of proposed or projected projects, estimated costs, and a timeline for implementation. They'll also help the city identify potential funding sources for supporting the implementation of the proposed projects. And at the end of all that, they'll develop materials and exhibits for presentation to the community before the reports are submitted to council for adoption. So there'll be another opportunity for the community to provide feedback when they review the draft report and recommendations.